And we're back here at Memorial Stadium, Memorial Field, and the campus of North Star High School. And I just saw that North Star won the toss, and they want the ball first. They're ready to get this game started, maybe a little bit early.
You know what's interesting? Glasses help.
Do they?
I brought mine this week. You know, I only need them if I want to see, but I do not forget them. And they do have a very well manicured grass turf field, very, very nicely done, and very nice crown in the middle if you follow the middle of the field one end to the other.
Yeah, it is very, and we have good seats. We always brag about our home seating being pretty good, but we're here on the 50-yard line ready to give you this action. The first meeting of these two teams on the football field, as our resident historian Jim Fleming gave us that information again.
First quarter action on WOKW FM 1029 Kermansville Clearfield. Here's Rusty McCracken.
All right, we have Liam Franson set to kick off, and he will be kicking to Ace Colson. And what do we have there? Looks like number 12.
Xavier Scott.
And on the far
Gavin
side.
Gavin Nicholson. That's unusual to see three deep.
Three
like
guys
that.
Back, yeah. Liam kicks it to the 9-yard line, and that is Ace Colson with the ball. Breaks up the right side, getting out past the 40-yard line. And there he is tackled by Jeremiah Holland.
Yeah, Timmy Gustafson was there also on the stop, but a good return to the 40, about 31 yards on the return.
Yeah. And we'll see how the Cougars come out, obviously, with Casey Yoder. He's going to be in the shotgun. One man to his left, two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. And he's going to roll out to his left on the first down under pressure. Gets the ball off, and that is Ace Colson again. And he's going to get about 12, 13 yards for a first down.
And for information purposes, North Star is out of District 5, and they are a 2A classified school. Kermansville, of course, District 9, single A. But a nice rollout to the left and a good throw going away from the right-hander.
Yeah, and Yoder was under some pressure on that left side that time. But he did make a good throw. You know, the six-foot senior sees the field well. Now he's going to bring it straight up the middle. Yoder with the ball. He's off and running down past the 30-yard line. That was a direct run. And he had no other intention but running that ball. Jake Thomas finally catches him at the 28-yard line.
Noted in the pregame that Yoder had 92 yards last week rushing.
Yeah.
He got about 30 there.
And apparently it wasn't scramble rushing yards. He got that. I'll take it back there at the 23-yard of Kermansville right now for a first down, as they've gotten two first downs. Handoff this time goes to Noah Lasky. Lasky's going to get about 3 yards to the 20-yard line.
Lasky is a 5'9", 165-pound senior.
And he might be in there this week replacing Will Eshelman. Eshelman not unavailable for tonight's game.
So almost into the red zone for the first time on the first drive of the night for the Cougars. They're going left to right here at North Star.
Single wideouts to both sides. Two men in the backfield to the right and left of Yoder. Yoder fakes the handoff. He's going to give it to the man to his left, and that would be Ace Colson, who's going to lose maybe a yard on the play as Tuck Thatchick brings him down.
Thatchick really strung that out and wrapped him up. That's what you want to see, in tackling.
There was guys in the backfield that forced him out wide to the right, and that gave Thatchick a lot of time to push him out there even further. So it's going to be third down now and about 11.
Well, they had third down, and so they moved the ball back on that other run.
Yeah, he gained 3 yards, so it should be third and 8. Snap back. Yoder rushing. He cuts it back to the right side on his way. He gets the first down, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds about the 4-yard line. Colby Proud making the final stop on that play.
Yoder can make a lot of cuts. We noticed already he's not just a straight-ahead quarterback runner. He's making some good cuts. And
yeah, he started out.
He can do some damage, which he already is.
Yeah, he started out to the left on that play, one quick step to the right, and then just kept coming further to the sideline and gained about 15 yards on that play down to, they put it at the 3-yard line. First and goal now for the Cougars. Yoder under center this time. One man in the backfield, but he's going to keep it himself. Dive into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown that time. And that is Casey Yoder at the 9:04 mark of the first quarter. Gets the Cougars on the board with a straight-ahead dive for the touchdown.
I don't think anyone is surprised that Yoder kept it.
Yeah, right. Looks like Sean Heminger is going to attempt the extra point. Yoder with the hold. Kick is up, and it sails through, and that is good. So the Cougars take their first attempt down, and we'll skip the score. So at the 9:04 mark, it is 7-0 in favor of North Star.
And we'll be back in 60 seconds.
And while we were away, the kickoff came near the 22-yard line, and the kicker was Walter Regatta, and the ball goes into the hands of Timmy Gustafson, and he gets it back to the 28-yard line, where it'll be 1st and 10 for the Golden Tide's first attempt on the offense tonight.
I expect the Tide to go right to the ground game, which was very productive for them last week. They only had 45 yards passing, 4 of 10 for Proud, but rushing they had at least 160, 70 yards.
Power eye backfield for Curransville. Proud will be under center with Gustafson and Hawkins in the backfield. Two wideouts to the near side. Ball goes to Hawkins going off the right side, and he's going to get hit immediately. He may have lost a yard or two on that first run back to the 26-yard line.
When we say that the big offensive line for North Star, a lot of these guys on the offensive line are now on the defensive line.
Yeah, that's that small school, we're going to play until you have to come out kind of mentality. Tide comes out with a 2nd and 12 now. Looks like a long 12. And Proud under center, one wide out to the far side. In motion comes Mason. That's Mason Lash. And doesn't get much
lost
of anything. Lost more yardage. Lash came in motion and didn't have anywhere to go after he got the ball.
Well strung out by the defense. They really got out on the edge, and Lash had nowhere to go.
3rd and 15 now. We'll see if Coach...
You would expect Proud to put it in the air.
Yeah, we'll see if Coach Sopik has some confidence in his sophomore quarterback in Colby Proud. Proud will be under center. Powerhouse backfield. One wide out. That's Jax Peoples on the near side. Back to pass is Proud. Looking for Peoples, but the ball sails out of bounds, incomplete, and Curransville will go into punt formation.
Matthew Lepley on good coverage, though, on the sideline.
Yeah.
Very good coverage.
It would not have been first down yardage if Jax Peoples would have caught that. He was going to be pushed out of bounds even if he made the reception. here on the near side, on the North Star sideline, but now it is Peoples back in punt formation.
Punting for the Golden Five, number nine, Peoples. Yoder and Liam Dean Neal on the return team, but there's a flag first.
And it looks like an illegal procedure on Kerwinsville is the initial call.
Their return game in the kickoffs and right now punt. They don't mess around. They put three guys back on kickoff return and two on the punt. A lot of times you just see one in the kickoff and one in the punt return. So this is very important to them, obviously, to get them moving forward.
And you have your best athlete back there as one of the receivers in Casey Yoder, and the other is Liam Dean Neal. So another flag goes down. The punt is high in the air. Neal with the grasp.
And number eight, Liam Dean Neal on the return.
He's going to be run out of bounds.
Right up the sideline.
Yeah. Run out of bounds at the Kerwinsville 25, but we'll see what the penalty is now. And it was almost immediate. So I'm thinking it's going to be offside. Nope, another procedure call against.
You know, North Star might just decline this because of the field position they have.
I certainly would. And they do.
By the way, what's interesting about this field. The players have to go to the school, you know, for the locker rooms.
Yeah.
We can't see the school from the stadium.
Yeah, that's a good 200-yard gain to the school. But my problem is, if it's a false start, shouldn't that immediately stop the play? And I won't pretend to know that rule, but it seems like Kerwinsville should have to kick that again. But again, I don't know for certain.
Obviously, great position.
Yeah, they're at
the
Kerwinsville 25.
Drive.
Yoder in the shotgun. Two men to his right and left. Noah Lasky on one side. On the other side is Ace Colson. Wide out to either side. And it's going to go to Lasky up the left side.
16, Noah Lasky.
And he's going to get about 6 yards.
He didn't get touched until he got about 3 or 4 yards
so
into the,
you know,
the open area behind the front line.
Yeah. He's going to get down to the 19-yard line. So a gain of 6 by Lasky. So it'll be second down and about 4 for the Cougars.
Good spread formation this time.
Yeah, they got two wideouts to either side. One man, Lasky, in the backfield beside Yoder. Yoder in the shotgun looking to pass, rolls to his right. He's gone back to left, had a man grabbing his ankles, couldn't bring him down. Gets the pass to complete to Xavier Scott, and Scott is going to take the ball across the other side of the field. Yoder on the ground after that pass, so Dave Hurt. 6:12 left in the first quarter. Xavier Scott, who was the leading receiver last week.
He caught him on the right side and just immediately cut an angle to the left and nobody touched him.
Yeah. Big concern, though. Yoder went down after the pass. He's limping coming off the field, so that's a big concern for North Star.
I'm not sure who their backup would be.
I think there was another senior on the roster as a quarterback as I was looking at the roster. But we'll see. Ace Colson I have listed as a quarterback. And Heminger does hit the extra point for a 14-0 lead in favor of North Star.
We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Liam Weiser takes the kickoff to the 25-yard line of Kerwinsville, where they'll start first and 10. Proud under center, hands the ball off to Hawkins. Hawkins off the right side.
Number 26, Hawkins on a carry.
Goes a long way.
Just short
but I think he gets back to the line of scrimmage where it'll be second down and 10.
This is Kerbinville's second possession. They need to show something here offensively because they really haven't got gotten past the, I don't think, the North Star 30 yet.
Yeah.
Or their own 30.
Right. So they gave them a couple inches on that play, but it's second down and basically 10. And Proud going under center again. Power eye in the back, two wide outs to the near side. That'll be Peoples and Lash. And back to pass, Proud in trouble. There was no hope there as number 56, Mason Horner senior, came in without, no one blocked him that time coming in, Dave.
Horner's one of the small guys.
Yeah, he's one of the little guys.
6'1", 215, senior.
And that's going to take them all the way back to the 18-yard line where it'll be third down and 17.
I don't know. You can be optimistic about picking up a first down, but I think Brad Sopik would like to get just some more yardage to make the punt a little bit more feasible.
Right, just to give Jack's Peoples a little more breathing room. And Peoples, the only wide out to the right side. Proud throws it short to Gustafson. Gustafson weaves his way for a few yards.
Yeah, a nice gain there.
He's
going to
get out
6 yards.
Back to the 23, 24 yard line. It looks like they're going to set it at the 24. So that'll bring up a 4th and 11.
That's all right. You got about 5 or 6 there.
Well, if you can do that on the first downs instead of having doing the mercy downs.
Of course, the defense plays a little bit softer when it's third and almost
17.
20.
And we have an officials timeout. They, I think somebody ran into the down marker and they had to do some repairs over there for the down marker. One of the officials was knocked down during the last touchdown by North Star, but he seems to have bounced back from that.
You officials are tough.
I know. Probably a former All-American. Jack's Peoples kick high in the air. It's going to be taken by 16. Is that Lasky coming around the near side? Or no, I'm sorry. That is Xavier. I believe it was Xavier Scott. He ran the whole way across the field and jumped out of bounds at the 32-yard line of Cohenville.
How many times have you seen a punt or a kick where the receiver reaches his hands up and catches the ball?
Yeah.
That didn't come to his breadbasket.
Right.
He actually reached up like an outfielder going for a fly.
And he even stopped for a moment to see what his options were, and he had the guys set up to bring him around this near side down to the Kerwinsville 32, where they'll set up again. And if you were wondering, Yoder is back out on the field. Nobody in his backfield. He's got two wide outs to either side.
I don't think North Star is set up anywhere but in Kerwinsville territory.
Right.
Their third drive.
I look for Yoder. He's back setting up the pass, and he's being pursued, and now he's going to run. Tucks the ball away, which I think was his intention all along.
You know what he does very well? He's not in a hurry. He's patient. He almost stopped 2 times to watch the blocking and just kind of, you know, slowed down quite a bit, then picked it up and slowed down and picked it up again. Very patient running.
Yeah, and he really wasn't looking downfield as Gavin Politis was chasing behind. He was watching Politis more than he was watching his receivers, and then decided to tuck and take off, which I'm sure he was waiting for the defense to get downfield. So first and 10 again, now from the 20-yard line. This is Lasky on the run up the middle, and he'll finally get caught by Braden McCracken at the 8-yard line.
You could almost call Lasky Flashly.
Yeah,
because he does slash through there.
Yeah, and he's getting some huge holes to run through too. Those guys up front are doing their job right now. First and goal from the 8. Back to Lasky, but he's hit immediately in the backfield.
Nice play by Kerwinsville's T. Frisk, a sophomore.
Yeah, he was right there. Probably on a blitz from the linebacking position as Prisk came in, and they're back to the 10-yard line, so it's second and goal from the 10.
Remember, Yoder was hurt in the last series, you know, banged up a little. He looks fine.
Yeah.
He'll probably call his own number here.
Well, if those other guys can't get it through, he's certainly shown that he can. But he does have Lasky to his left, two wideouts to the near side, one to the far side, and he is in the shotgun. Back to pass, looks into the end zone, too far that time for Max Priestess.
Yoder's pass to number 10, Priestess ball being complete.
And Jack Peoples in pretty good position on that defensive play as he wasn't going to let that reception happen.
Max Priestess, one of the bigger kids height-wise, he's 6'4", 195 junior, and you can see why they have him at wideout. He had a step on the defender, but the ball was a good 2 yards overthrown.
Yeah, Yoder threw it to that back pylon, and Priestess just didn't get there. So it'll be third down now and goal from the 10-yard line. North Star does have a good kicker if they are unsuccessful here on third down. Lasky to Yoder's left, two wideouts near side, one to the far side, back to pass, and there is a touchdown perfectly thrown to Ace Colson. Colson just found a place to settle down in the middle of the end zone, and the defense all around him, but they just threw it high as Colson is a 6'3", 220 senior, and throw it high for the big guy. And he pulled it in at the 159 mark.
Second touchdown pass of this first quarter for Yoder. He had five last week against West Branch.
Right. And the kick is up and good from Heminger. And at the 159 mark, left in the first quarter, the Cougars have a 21-0 lead over Kerwinsville.
And we'll do this right. We'll be back in 45 seconds. So next week, Kerwinsville will be back home against the not-so-easy Mount Union squad, but not going to get any easier.
Well, if you remember, last year, Mount Union had to forfeit their last game and forfeited their playoff berth because they didn't have enough healthy guys to play. But I did see that they were reloaded with about 40 players on the team, and they do have some athletes.
Walter Regatta will kick off as North Star scored your third time on all three possessions here in the first quarter.
Right. You have Mason Lash and Liam Weiser back deep, and Lash going to take the ball this time at about the 12-yard line straight up the middle. He's going to get to the 23, 27-yard line, they're going to put it at the 28 now.
That seems like the average starting point for the Tide here in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They have not been in North Star territory, and North Star has not even had a play in their own half of the field.
Right.
Because all three possessions have started in the Tide side of the 50.
And it looks like they've set it down now at the 39-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for Kerwinsville. Split backs now with Gustafson and Hawkins. Proud still under center, one wide out to the left. Man in motion. Straight up the middle it goes to,
Hawkins.
Is that Hawkins, I believe.
Yep.
Straight up the middle where he'll get about 4 yards.
And that's a good gain at this point.
Oh, they gave him 5 yards
Hawkins
on first down. And,
five yards on a play.
Just moving the ball forward is the positive so far for Kerwinsville. Second and 5. Kerwinsville with the moving clock at 1:25 now and counting. Now we're back in the I formation with Kerwinsville. And, looked like an offside to me, but yep, there's the flag. The flag comes up.
Yeah, Colson from his backer's spot made the tackle, but there was a reason why.
Yeah. Yeah, he was even with the lineman of Kerwinsville when the ball was snapped. So Kerwinsville may end up with their first down of the night here on this 5-yard penalty.
Oh, are they going to call it?
They did.
Wow, that's close.
Yeah.
Now they're going to
give it to them. I don't know how you can gain 5 yards and get 5-yard penalty and not make a first down. But it is first and 10 from the 39-yard line.
Tide will take any first down, any forward progress they can muster right now. They need to get one on the board.
And there is 50 seconds left in this first quarter as the Tide comes out of their huddle and has 5 seconds left on the play clock as they're hustling to get this one off. Timmy Gustafson this time up the middle. He'll get about 2 yards to the 41-yard line.
That could be the final play of the first if Kerwinsville doesn't hurry up.
Well, they haven't shown us a whole lot of hustle in their play calling, so I'm going to go with you, and we might go to the second quarter with that last run by Timmy Gustin. Although they're coming out of the huddle quickly this time.
They have time, 13 seconds.
I formation. Peoples to the near side with Lash. Fake hand. Oh, somebody missed the ball there as Colby Proud turned to pitch it. And there was no one to pitch it to. So we'll give them time to talk about that one on the sideline. As we go to the end of the first quarter, it is the Cougars of North Star 21, Kerwinsville nothing.
Back in 60 seconds.